The man who will soon be sworn in to replace Robert Mugabe as leader of Zimbabwe has pledged to resurrect an economy that's on its knees and to preside over a new and unfolding democracy. Emmerson Mnangagwa has also thanked the military for running the process, as he termed it, to force Mr. Mugabe out. But opposition figures are wary of Mr. Mnangagwa, a longtime Mugabe ally with a reputation for brutality and election fixing. Among them is Jacqueline Zwambila, a former Zimbabwe ambassador to Australia in 2013, and an opposition MDC activist who quit the ambassador's position and sought protection in Australia over election tampering in ZANU-PF's 2013 victory. She's currently in South Africa. We spoke earlier. Jacqueline, given your history as a former ambassador to Australia under Robert Mugabe, a position you relinquished because of your criticisms of him, how are you feeling about what's happened this week?
Well, it's not for me alone to feel. It's a whole mass wave of us feeling the same thing. What has happened to us under that man's regime, the most significant one being disbursement of families right throughout the world. You know, in South Africa alone, there are more than 3 million Zimbabweans here. In England, in Australia itself, and families being, you know, with children left behind or mothers somewhere else and not being able to be together just because of trying to look for work, trying to look for a living in order to send money back home. I think that's the most significant thing about, which was the worst thing about Mugabe's dictatorship. Naturally, with the economy, the inflation, the economy, people couldn't eat, the starvation. And so this has really been something. And he seemed invincible, absolutely invincible. And it took his own to get rid of him.
Yes, you know, it took his own. It took the military. This was not a democratic uprising. This is very much inside ZANU-PF, isn't it? Does that worry you?
That is the issue. It is. It's the military getting involved into politics, and that's one of the things which never separated ZANU-PF from the beginning and is still the same, that the military is part of ZANU-PF, the ruling party, and they actually did this to assist in the succession issue in Mugabe's party.
So what does that mean, though? All of this elation and excitement that you've described, very quickly, that's going to turn sour, isn't it? Because Emmerson Mnangagwa is just a continuation of Mugabe, surely.
That is exactly it. It's just I give the analogy of saying it's a snake which has shed its skin, but it's still the snake at the end of the day because it's still ZANU-PF ruling. They've just changed the head, but it's the same policies. And if you saw, I don't know if you've seen the images, he returned to Zimbabwe today and he went straight to the ZANU-PF headquarters and had a huge party, welcome, and said they were going to continue the way they were. And the opposition was nowhere to be seen or to be talked about in his speech for the future. So the military is still part of ZANU-PF. So we are happy, yes, the fact that Mugabe has gone. But now we have to. Now the hard work begins. The party's over. We now have to ensure that the democratic process takes place.
How can that happen, do you think, Jacqueline? Because, Zimbabweans, as you pointed out, have had a terribly hard time. Nobody has been doing well. What impulse will there be? What strength will there be to get involved in democracy, do you think?
Well, this is the whole point. One of the main issues the military was very, 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 very needed to do was to ensure that the process was democratic and hand it over to the constitutional process. That's why they kept on saying it's not a coup, it's not a coup. And so they went back into the constitution of Zimbabwe, which was then to impeach the president. And in that way, it was like they were shown to be handing the process back to the people. The people came out in throngs because that is one thing which did unite all of us for the first time, even with ZANU-PF, that we all didn't want Mugabe. So that was the farcical thing which was happening by the military, pretending to be taking a back seat and getting the people out because they knew they were going to be excited. So now the constitutional process says that Mnangagwa is an interim president for 3 months. And in that 3 months, he must be preparing the country for an election, which is going to then choose the president. So basically, his role is to prepare the pave the way for democratic elections. And now that's where the crunch. We're going to see how he is going to be doing that. And it's important that he does that because the economy is at its knees. He needs to revive the economy of Zimbabwe. We need the international community to ensure that this is not a continuation of ZANU-PF, that the democratic processes must be put in place for us to have our election.
Jacqueline, Australia has had a lot to say in the past about Zimbabwe, particularly in the era of the Howard government here, particularly through the Commonwealth. What should Australia do now to try to help Zimbabwe on this path?
I think Australia really must ensure that this is not business as usual for ZANU-PF, that we must ensure a proper election process, opening the democratic spaces for the opposition to play in that democratic space for elections.
Jacqueline Zwambila, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Jacqueline Zwambila, Zimbabwe's former ambassador to Australia and opposition MDC activist.